The Mormon Channel presents the 180th semi-annual General Conference highlights of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. President Thomas S. Monson.
This morning, I am pleased to announce five additional temples for which sites are being acquired and which in coming months and years will be built in the following locations: Lisbon, Portugal; Indianapolis, Indiana; Grenada, Philippines; Hartford, Connecticut; and Tijuana, Mexico. Young man, I admonish you to prepare for service as a missionary. Keep yourselves clean and pure and worthy to represent the Lord. A word to you, young sisters: while you do not have the same priesthood responsibility as do the young men to serve as full-time missionaries, you also make a valuable contribution as missionaries, and we welcome your service. And now to you mature brothers and sisters, we need many, many more senior couples.
Elder Jeffrey R. Holland.
My thanks to all you wonderful members of the church and legions of good people not of our faith for proving every day of your life that the pure love of Christ never faileth. No one of you is insignificant, in part because you make the gospel of Jesus Christ what it is, a living reminder of his grace and mercy. We are honored beyond expression to be counted one with you in such a sacred cause. As Jesus said to the Nephites, so say I today. Because of your faith, my joy is full.
Elder D. Todd Christofferson.
To consecrate is to set apart or dedicate something as sacred, devoted to holy purposes. True success in this life comes in consecrating our lives, that is, our time and choices, to God's purposes. In so doing, we permit Him to raise us to our highest destiny. I would like to consider with you five of the elements of a consecrated life: purity, work, respect for one's physical body, service, and integrity.
President Dieter F. Uchtdorf.
As we turn to our Heavenly Father and seek His wisdom regarding the things that matter most, we learn over and over again the importance of four key relationships: with our God, with our families, with our fellow man, and with ourselves. As we evaluate our own lives with a willing mind, we will see where we have drifted from the more excellent way. The eyes of our understanding will be opened, and we will recognize what needs to be done to purify our heart and refocus our life.
Elder Robert D. Hales.
But think of it. In our premortal state, we chose to follow the Savior, Jesus Christ. And because we did, we were allowed to come to earth. I testify that by making the same choice to follow the Savior now, while we are here on earth, we will obtain an even greater blessing in the eternities. But let it be known, we must continue to choose to follow the Savior. Eternity is at stake, and our wise use of agency and our actions essential that we might have eternal life.
Elder Quinton L. Cook.
The moral foundation of our doctrine can be a beacon light to the world and can be a unifying force for both morality and faith in Jesus Christ. We need to protect our families and be at the forefront together with all people of goodwill in doing everything we can to preserve light, hope, and morality in our communities. If we both live and proclaim these principles, we will be following Jesus Christ, who is the true light of the world.
Elder Neil L. Anderson.
As disciples of Christ,
we stand apart from the world. There may be times we feel uncomfortable as the fingers of scorn mock and dismiss what is sacred to us. President Monson warned, "Unless the roots of your testimony are firmly planted, it will be difficult for you to withstand the ridicule of those who challenge your faith." Nephi said, "Heed them not." Paul admonished, "God hath not given us a spirit of fear. Be not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. We never leave him."
Elder Richard G. Scott.
If you've determined to live righteously, don't become discouraged. Life may seem difficult now, but hold tightly to that iron rod of truth. You're making better progress than you realize. Your struggles are defining character, discipline, and confidence in the promises of your Father in heaven and the Savior as you consistently obey their commandments. May the Holy Ghost prompt you to always make decisions that fortify your character and yield much joy and happiness.
Elder Russell M. Nelson.
Each member can be an example of the believers. Brethren, as followers of Jesus Christ, each of you can live in accord with his teachings. You can have a pure heart and clean hands. You can have the image of God engraven upon your countenance. Your good works will be evident to others. The light of the Lord can beam from your eyes. With that radiance, you had better prepare for questions. The Apostle Peter so counseled, "Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you."
President Dieter F. Uchtdorf.
It is almost impossible to be lifted up in pride when our hearts are filled with charity. No one can assist in this work except he shall be humble and full of love. When we see the world around us through the lens of the pure love of Christ, we begin to understand humility. Let us choose to be humble. We can do it. I know we can. Let us follow the example of our Savior and reach out to serve rather than seeking the praise and honor of man.
President Henry B. Eyring.
There will be a common theme in all those stories. It will be the power of the priesthood in a holder whose power to serve was magnified by the power of the Holy Ghost. And so my message for us tonight is this: let us do whatever is required to qualify for the Holy Ghost as our companion. And then let us go forward fearlessly, that we will be given the powers to do whatever the Lord calls us to do.
President Thomas S. Monson.
I've been thinking recently about choices and their consequences. Scarcely an hour of the day goes by, but what we're called upon to make choices of one sort or another. Some are trivial. Some are more far-reaching. Some will make no difference in the eternal scheme of things, and others will make all the difference. As I've contemplated the various aspects of choice, I put them into three categories. First, the right of choice. Second, the responsibility of choice. And third, the results of choice. I call these the three R's of choice.
President Henry B. Eyring.
You show your trust in him when you listen with the intent to learn, to repent, and then go and do whatever he asks. If you trust God enough to listen for his message in every sermon, song, and prayer in this conference, you will find it. And if you then go and do what he would have you do, your power to trust him will grow. And in time, you will be overwhelmed with gratitude to find that he has come to trust you.
President Boyd K. Packer.
To be entrusted with the power to create life carries with it the greatest of joys and dangerous temptations. The gift of mortal life and the capacity to kindle other lives is a supernal blessing. Through the righteous exercise of the power, as in nothing else, we may come close to our Father in heaven and experience a fullness of joy. The power is not an incidental part of the plan of happiness. It is the key, the very key. Whether we use this power as the eternal laws require or reject this divine purpose, will forever determine what we will become.
Elder Dallin H. Oaks.
Our Heavenly Father has given his children two lines of communication with him, what we may call the personal line and the priesthood line. All should understand and be guided by both of these essential lines of communication. We must use both the personal line and the priesthood line in proper balance to achieve the growth that is the purpose of mortal life. The children of God need both lines to achieve their eternal destiny. The restored gospel teaches both, and the restored church provides both.
President Thomas S. Monson.
My brothers and sisters, do we remember to give thanks for the blessings we receive? Sincerely giving thanks not only helps us recognize our blessings, but it also unlocks the doors of heaven and helps us feel God's love. To express gratitude is gracious and honorable. To enact gratitude is generous and noble. But to live with gratitude ever in our hearts is to touch heaven. As I close this morning, it is my prayer that in addition to all else for which we are grateful, may we ever reflect our gratitude for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Elder L. Tom Perry.
Young men, I challenge you to build your lives on a foundation of truth and righteousness. It is the only foundation that will stand the pressures of this life and endure through the eternities. The priesthood you bear is a special gift, for the giver is the Lord himself. Use it, magnify it, live worthy of it. I want you to know that I have a special and personal testimony of its power.
Elder David A. Bednar.
These four words, receive the Holy Ghost, are not a passive pronouncement. Rather, they constitute a priesthood injunction, an authoritative admonition to act and not simply to be acted upon. What should we do to make this authorized admonition to seek for the companionship of the third member of the Godhead an ongoing reality? Let me suggest that we need to, number one, sincerely desire to receive the Holy Ghost. Number two, appropriately invite the Holy Ghost into our lives. And number three, faithfully obey God's commandments.
Elder M. Russell Ballard.
And for those of you who have fallen prey to any kind of addiction, there is hope because God loves all of his children and because the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ makes all things possible. I have seen the marvelous blessing of recovery that can come to set one free from the chains of addiction. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want as we trust in the power of the atonement. I know the Lord can and will free the addicted from their bondage.
President Thomas S. Monson.
We live in a troubled world, a world of many challenges. We're here on this earth to deal with our individual challenges to the best of our ability, to learn from them, and to overcome them. Endure to the end, we must, for our goal is eternal life in the presence of our Father in heaven. He loves us and wants nothing more than for us to succeed in this goal. He will help us and bless us as we call upon him in our prayers, as we study his words, and as we obey his commandments. Therein is found safety. Therein is found peace.
To hear, read, and download the complete General Conference talks, go to lds.org.